Yes, I do, but the words won't come. And I don't know what to say. You can't see why you can't be. My words you blame, but my words won't come. I should lie from the deep inside. My words you blame, but my words won't come.
Yes, I do, but the words won't come.
And I don't know what to say. If you can see why you mean to me, I want you to explain, but my words won't come. I just hide my love deep inside. I want you to explain, but my words won't come. And though I tried to tell you,
I love you.
Can't nobody love you like I'm loving you, baby. You don't know how to love you like I do. Thank you.
Wonderful bands. I hope you had a good time tonight. Great show. You know, when you get out on the road like we have been for a few weeks now, you're all guys together, and sometimes it happens you might meet a lovely girl. It does happen. You might just be tempted. You might just be tempted. And this song for all those who are being tempted.
No!
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, in 1967, when we first split up, even though I know Time of Season came out in 69, but we'd actually split up by then. We split up just after making an album, which has a very strange story to it. And this particular album, we split up, and nothing really happened to this album. And then 15 years later, it gradually started to gather momentum, it gradually started to sell, and that's increased right up until the present day. And at that first time when it started to sell, there was a guy in England called Paul Weller who started saying it was his favourite album of all time. And then right to the present day, succeeding waves of young guys have said the same thing. Right up until just a few weeks ago, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters chose one of the songs that we're going to play out of, we're going to do four songs from this album, I think, or three or four songs. And he chose that as one of his favourite tracks of all time. And we were lucky enough, just 3 weeks ago, we were lucky enough to go to the Mojo Awards, and they presented us with the Classic Album Award for this particular album. And the Fleet Foxes from Seattle got an award for the best live act that night, and they came up to us and they were kind enough to say that this is what they based a lot of their music on. So, you know, it's a very strange story. We would love to do some songs from this particular album. The album is called Odyssey and Oracle. Thank you. And we're going to start with a gentle ballad from the album called A Rose for Emily.
The summer is here and there's
Thank you. Loving
Ray Charles cover that we did on our very first album called Sticks and Stones. And we're going to do a song now which actually comes directly out of Time of the Season. A couple of songs ago we played Time of the Season. Now I actually wrote that song, but what I didn't write is this next song that we're going to do. Most people think that I did, but there's a real connection with Time of the Season because this song was written by the original bass player of the Zombies, Chris Wyatt. And just after we split up the first time round, Jim and I formed a band called Argent. And we've got particularly fond memories of Philly, actually, because we played here several times, and there was a DJ called Ed Sharkey. He was a really great guy, and we became very affectionate towards him, and, you know, sadly he died, I know. But he got behind this song and another Argent song that we may, if we've got time, play later on. But anyway, we would love to do this song for you now. It's called Hold Your Head Up.
Thank you.
so much. Thank you. What a great audience. Thank you. Well, before we do the final song tonight, there's a couple of things we have to say. And that is that the reason Colin and I do this every night, honestly, the only reason we do it is we have such a kicking band with us. On the guitar, you've seen a great guitarist, a guy who's played with Tom Jones, he's played with John Heisman's Coliseum 2, Gary Moore, Mari Wilson, Nick Kershaw, the fantastic Mr. Keith Airy on the guitar. And on the bass, something of a legend, a guy that was with us on the very first day we ever got together, very first rehearsal. He loaned us the gear for our first rehearsal, and we asked him on that first day ever to be in the band. He said no because he was in a great local group at the time, but years later, he became founder member with me of Argent, and after Argent, for 20 years, on their biggest ever US selling albums, he was bass player with the Kinks. And since then, he's played with Lonnie Donegan, from time to time with the Animals, and many other great people. The legendary Jim Rosman. It was actually Jim's birthday yesterday. He was 34. Happy birthday. And actually, on drums is, out of all the people we've played with over the years, and there have been a lot, I think both Colin and my absolute favourite drummer. A guy who's not only a powerhouse, you've heard that tonight, but he's also a fantastic overall and all-round musician. You can give him anything to play and he immediately grabs the sense of what you're trying to say. The fantastic Mr. Steve Rodford on the drums. Tell you about two live albums that we've got. Both have had fantastic reviews in Mojo, in The Sun, in The Times, and many other magazines. I promise you that both these albums, we spent hours before the show tonight signing. They really are our signatures on there. We did it just before the show. So if anyone wants a memento, most of what we've done tonight will be on those albums. One of the albums is Live at the Grimsby Theatre. It's a two-hour set. It's our full set. The other one is the premiere that we did a year ago of Odyssey and Oracle, which we played for the first time with the original guys as well as our touring band, so we could reproduce every single note, and that's for sale as well. And that, I have to tell you, that just about 6 weeks ago, Rick Wakeman chose that live CD, we couldn't believe it, as one of his six favourite CDs of all time, the Daily Express, so that was crazy. But anyway, enough of that, and just to say again, how much we really look forward to this particular gig on this tour, because we've got such an affection for Philly. Thank you so much for coming to see all three bands tonight. You've been great. Thank you. And we're going to finish with She's Not There.
Too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care?
so much, George. We've been told we've got time for one more. So we're going to do a song which some of you may think, well, why are they doing this song? Because it was a number one record for another band a few years ago. But let me tell you, in 1973, Argent wrote, recorded, and had a huge European hit with this song. And not only was it hit in Europe, but courtesy of Ed Sharkey, it was actually a hit in Philly as well. So this is the original version of the Argent song called God Gave Rock and Roll. See you. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us here this evening.
Gotcha.
Don't forget, Tuesday, August.